Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Defining what intelligent design is. I'm Robert Crowther, reporting for the CSC in Seattle, and today I want to talk a little bit about how people define intelligent design and explain what the theory means. Specifically, when defining intelligent design, it's important to note that what is most often reported in the media is not, in any way, a definition of ID that the leading scientists subscribe to. You usually see something along the lines of, life is so complicated, it must have been designed by a higher power. That is not at all how the leading proponents of ID describe the theory. Here is how they normally define it. According to the theory of intelligent design, certain features of the universe and of living things are best explained by an intelligent cause, not an undirected process such as natural selection. Discovery Institute's scientific research program seeks evidence of design in nature, and we argue that such evidence points to intelligent design, based on our historical knowledge of cause and effect. Intelligent design theorists argue in favor of design theory based on the recognition of things like the digital information in DNA and the complex molecular machines found in cells. They do so because invariably we know from experience complex systems possessing such features always rise from intelligent causes. Always. For instance, the DNA molecule is embedded with an immense amount of information. In our uniform experience, information only comes from minds, i.e. intelligence. So why should we attribute the information in DNA to a mindless process like natural selection? ID scientists think we should not. Just as the pioneering information theorist Henry Quassler observed, information habitually arises from conscious activity. CSC Director Dr. Stephen Meyer has explained this in many different venues, pointing out that a computer user who traces the information on a screen back to its source invariably comes to a mind, that of a software engineer or a programmer. Similarly, the information in a book or a newspaper column ultimately derives from a writer, from a mental rather than a strictly material cause. Thus, what we know about the present cause and effect structure of the world suggests intelligent design is an obvious explanation for the information necessary to build living systems. There are also strong positive reasons for inferring design from the intricate machines and circuits now found in cells. CSC senior fellow and biochemist Michael Behe has shown that these systems are irreducibly complex. That is, they need all of their parts, every part, in just the right place to function at all. This is pretty significant, not only because, as Behe points out, natural selection cannot produce irreducibly complex structures, such as the bacterial flagellar motor, but also because we know that irreducibly complexity is a property of systems that are known to be intelligently designed. In fact, every time we know the causal history of an irreducibly complex system, like a car engine or an electronic circuit, it always turns out to have been the product of an intelligent cause. According to Meyer, then, the inference to design in biology is not based upon ignorance or religion, but instead upon our knowledge of the cause and effect structure of the world. In particular, it is based on our knowledge of what it takes to build information-rich and irreducibly complex system. Cells contain miniature machines, complex circuits, sophisticated information processing systems, exquisite nanotechnology that in any other realm of experience would immediately and properly trigger a recognition of prior intelligent activity. Obviously, ID is an inference from this evidence, not from religious scriptures or practices. Intelligent design theory is not an argument based on what we don't know, but rather an argument from what we do know. So when defining or explaining what the theory is, remember to focus on these positive arguments for intelligent design. I'm Robert Crowther for the IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. visit www.uriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.